My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He's a Republican representing the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which on Tuesday heard testimony from Secretary of State John Kerry, among other members of the president's cabinet, regarding the proposed nuclear deal with Iran. We want to get Mr. Yoho's comments on the deal as it stands and also on the testimony that he heard today in the committee. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure, Greg. I appreciate your having me on.
I know going into this, you certainly had deep skepticism about a number of components to this deal that was struck recently with the Iranians. What more than anything else did you want to ask and hear from the secretary?
I think the biggest thing, I mean, the things that have come out of as of recent were those secret side negotiations that Mike Pompeo and Tom Cotton have brought out into the open. And when they were asked about that, they first disputed them. Now they're owning up that there are some side deals. And that Mr. DeSantis asked if we were going to get the information. And John Kerry said, well, we'll give you a briefing on it. I don't want a briefing. I want the information that's in the deal so that we can make an intelligent decision whether or not this is a bad deal. And, you know, I really don't need that information to tell me it's a bad deal because I, with what I know now, it is a bad deal other than for Iran.
The side deals that we knew about, courtesy of Senator Cotton and Congressman Pompeo, dealt with the International Atomic Energy Agency and them being able to basically negotiate when and where to make inspections. And the U.S. is kind of left out of the picture. What other side deals are you aware of or are they admitting to at this point? And are there any other side deals?
Well, and that's a scary thing because we didn't know about this one until it came out. And Secretary Moniz said there is one deal, but it has two components. We don't know about any other ones, and we also don't know about any of the secret areas they may be enriching uranium. We didn't know about the one until it got discovered. And so there's a possibility of all those going on. And to enter into a deal, and I want to get away from the nuclear part and look at who you're dealing with. You're dealing with a country that since 1979 has got a lot of American blood on their hands. If you look at all the soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan or Iraq or harmed, 70% of those came from IEDs. 90% of those were manufactured by Iran. They tried to assassinate the Saudi ambassador here in America on American soil a couple of years ago, and this was with all these economic sanctions when Iran is supposedly struggling. And now we're going to give them. It reminds me of that country song of Jerry Reed's. They got the gold mine, or she got the gold mine, we got the shaft.
Right.
They get to export their oil. They get to export their gold. They're paving a road to nuclear weapons, economic development. They're getting released of $100 to $115 billion in sanctions, which equates to about $60 to $70 billion that they can use now. And we get to import Persian rugs, dates, and nuts. I mean, it's not a good deal, and for the president, John Kerry, to say this is going to make the Middle East safer, it's going to make America safer in the world, my question then is if that's so, why are all the intelligence people say we need to build a nuclear or a missile defense system on our East Coast to bolster the one in California and Alaska if this is such a good deal?
Congressman, obviously this is a deal filled with flaws, as you just explained from your perspective, but it sounds like from what you said at the beginning of your response that even if that it had been a deal that seemed to bode well for the United States, given who we were negotiating with, that it was a fool's errand from the get-go.
Well, it is, and you know we've got information on the Iran Sanctions Act that it expires at the end of this year and that they really can't have sanctions unless these acts are reintroduced, and Secretary Liu and everybody else said, no, that's not true. But I don't take that at face value. You know, we're dealing with an administration that, you know, if you go back, they historically have kind of misled. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your insurance is going to go down to where they were drawing red lines with Syria and then said, no, we didn't draw that. Regime change, we didn't draw that. And then if you look back a couple years ago, the whole purpose of this negotiation was to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon. Well, Mr. Obama said that 28 times, and then they've stepped away from, well, we just want to delay them. And then John Kerry, I was in an intelligence briefing, which is not classified anymore, said that you can we're going to have any time, anywhere, any place availability for inspections. And we know that's not true today. And I think the biggest part of this deal that bothers me the most is when John Kerry said, go ahead and walk away from this table, and if you do, you're walking away alone, and the sanctions are immediately removed from Iran because we walked away. This negotiating team and this administration has put the American Congress in that situation because they negotiated out of weakness. They didn't put what we really should have had on there out of, you know, developing or negotiating out of strength. And they put this Congress in that boxed-in corner by going to the U.N. first and having the U.N. community vote for this and then come to Congress and say, go ahead and vote against this. And then you're the ones that are making this this deal fall through, and Iran can go right ahead with their sanction or the sanction relief, and they can go ahead with their nuclear development. And if you're negotiating for America or any country, but America, the superpower of the world, they did a very poor job of, you know, standing up to Iran, who, like I said, they got everything, and I'm still trying to find out the good in it that we got.
We're talking with Florida Congressman Ted Yoho and Congressman, National Review reporting that during Kerry's testimony on Tuesday, he had a back and forth with Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman of California, in which Sherman posed the question, quote, let's say Congress doesn't take your advice, we override a veto, and the law that's triggered then imposes certain sanctions. Will you follow the law even though you think it violates this agreement and even if you think it's absolutely terrible policy? Kerry's response, quote, I can't begin to answer that at this point without consulting with the president and determining what the circumstances are. Sherman was clearly surprised by the answer and said, so you're not committed to following the law? Kerry responded, no, I said I'm not going to deal with a hypothetical, that's all. So what did you make of that exchange?
I thought it was a very interesting exchange, and I think Mr. Sherman was right on. And then to see the Secretary of State skirting around this instead of saying and backing up America, said, no, absolutely, we are going to follow the rule of law. We're going to hold Iran's feet to the fire. But as so many times have happened in this administration, the president's got a pen and he's got a phone, and he has, you know, audaciously talked about that. And why would he not do that? Because we in the House have never held him accountable for any of that. And so, yeah, he's emboldened to go on and do that. But I think that speaks highly of this administration's intent. They're going to go through with this. We're going to do what we can, more than likely, to block it. And I would hope that people would come to their senses and we go to the world community, we will not accept this deal, and that the sanctions go back on and Iran comes back to the table. And, you know, we get a better deal and more belief that they're going to stay away from a nuclear weapons path, and that's just a peaceful program. And President Eisenhower back in the 50s said that if a country's nuclear intentions are peaceful, they're out in the open and everybody knows about it. But if they're in secrecy and done in the heat of the night and they're hidden, those are only done for producing weapons. And I think that's a very good quote that we should remember.
Exit question very quickly. The Secretary's made it clear in his multiple public appearances since this framework and this deal was announced that for Congress to reject it would be to basically shred the reputation of the United States on the world stage. How do you respond to that argument?
I think that's a very cheap shot. And I think that, you know, again, sitting on foreign affairs and having the ability to talk to dignitaries and ambassadors from all over the world, we've already lost our credibility in the world. I've talked to people from, you know, a lot of different countries. The credibility of the United States is at the lowest point they've ever seen it. Our enemies or, you know, our allies don't know if they can count and trust on us, and our enemies don't really fear or respect us. And I really don't care if they fear us or respect us, but I want them to understand that we mean what we say and we say what we mean and that we're willing to back it up. But we have lost that for those reasons I mentioned earlier, drawing red lines and disappearing ink and, you know, just, I mean, falling backwards like we have on this negotiation. We've done it with Cuba, too.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Greg, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Florida Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. He's a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.